Welcome to this podcast about West Bolinas Island and the Gulf Islands in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. West Bolinas Island is the site of a historic lighthouse in the Bolinas-Winchelsea Archipelago and part of a proposed marine park in the Gulf Islands, about 15 miles northwest of Nanaimo and 7 miles northeast of Parksville, British Columbia. The island is about 100 acres, and the proposed marine park covers 12,108 acres. The island's geology is generally described as part of the Wrangellia terrane, which forms the westernmost portion of the Canadian Cordillera and much of Vancouver Island. The terrain comprises Paleozoic to Jurassic volcanic, sedimentary, and plutonic rocks. West Bolinas Island consists of limestone from the Quatsino Formation based on fusulinids, extinct single-celled organisms with calcareous shells. The rock is dated to the Middle Pennsylvanian period of the Paleozoic era, about 310 million years ago. The last Cordilleran ice sheet covered British Columbia, streaming down fjords and valleys in the coastal mountains. Some lopes at the ice sheet's western margin extended to the continental shelf edge, where they calved into deep water. Glaciers from the Southern Coast Mountains and Vancouver Island ranges coalesced over the Strait of Georgia to form a great outlet glacier that flowed far into Puget Lowland in Washington State, shaping much of the present-day landscape. Evidence suggests that the earliest humans arrived in the Strait of Georgia soon after the glaciers receded enough to allow movement from the interior. The Marpole Midden site at the mouth of the Fraser River was inhabited at least 4,000 years ago, and the present-day Coast Salish First Nations are descended from its earliest inhabitants. The Bolinas Islands are the traditional lands of the Nanus First Nation, also known as the Snanaus First Nation. The first European contact with Coast Salish peoples occurred in 1791 during Francisco de Elisa's exploration of the Strait of Georgia. During that voyage, Bolinas Island was named by Jose Maria Narvaez, who, aboard the schooner Santa Saturnina, sighted a pod of whales surrounding the islands. In 1808, Simon Fraser of the Northwest Company entered Coast Salish territories via the Fraser Canyon. Fort Vancouver was established in 1824, Fort Victoria in 1843, and a Hudson's Bay Company trading post was built in Nanaimo in 1852. In 1898, Captain Morris Smythe on HMS Egeria recommended establishing a light and fog alarm on the Bolinas Islands to serve the growing number of vessels using the inside passage. Funds for a light signal were approved in 1900, and a construction crew was sent to East Bolinas Island to build a square pyramidal wooden tower about 100 feet tall and topped by a lantern. In 1907, various shipping interests petitioned for an improved signal. Construction then began on a foghorn at the northern tip of West Bolinas Island, and by the end of the following year, a wood frame dwelling and a rectangular structure housing a diaphone horn supplied by the Canadian Fog Signal Company of Toronto were completed. In 1912, the lighthouse on the eastern island was removed and reassembled near the foghorn. That same year, a boathouse, slip and windlass were added, and the following year, a new dwelling was completed along with the installation of a duplicate fog alarm. The lighthouse was de-staffed and automated in 1996, and a long-term conservation goal for the islands has been the creation of a marine park within the Mount Arrowsmith Biosphere Reserve. The Bolinas-Winchelsea Archipelago is home to abundant bird populations, rare plants, threatened species, and diverse marine life. The area proposed for a marine park already includes a provincial park on Gerald Island, a private park on South Winchelsea Island, a regional park on Vancouver Island, and 4 small community parks along the Vancouver Island waterfront associated with the Lanceville community. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.